FM WACV.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is Probate Judge Stephen Reed. I wanted to let you know I've decided to run for mayor of Montgomery. Why? One word, opportunity. My vision is for a city that is not just surviving, but thriving. This has to be a city where all of us have an opportunity to live, to learn, and to earn. I'm Stephen Reed, and if you elect me mayor, that's the Montgomery we'll build together. We'll have a kickoff event soon, so stay tuned. Paid for by Stephen for Montgomery, P.O. Box 6444, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
And now, a star is born. On March 14th, 1879, the world welcomed little baby Albert Einstein. During the birth of the future creator of the theory of relativity, there was a slight complication.
We have a problem. I'm going to have to perform an E equals MC section.
Albert Einstein, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke says he's in.
Amy and I are happy to share with you that I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America.
The announcement released online this morning.
O'Rourke says he's going to run a positive campaign that seeks to unite a very divided country. A rising star in the Democratic Party, O'Rourke came close to defeating Republican Senator Ted Cruz in the midterms.
Oh, Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump set to issue the first veto of his administration needed as the Senate gets ready to vote on a rebuke of his national emergency declaration, saying in a tweet this morning, the southern border is a national security and humanitarian nightmare, and the U.S. joining other countries in banning the Boeing 737 MAX, the model which crashed in Ethiopia this weekend. This is Fox News.
Thanks, Lillian. Woo! You forgot Hershey's birthday.
Do you like waking up like this?
Good morning, sunshine.
Or is this more like what you get?
Get your ass up!
Well, here's your favorite morning show with cheerful good mornings for you. Greg Budell.
Good morning.
Jay Scott.
Good morning.
Emily Hayes.
Good morning.
Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Yo, what's up?
And the incorrigible Rich Thomas.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Wake me up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up!
Get up! Get on up!
There had to be something in there you liked.
Why don't you shut up?
Why don't you ask your mama?
No!
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Wake your butt up!
That's right. Wake your butt up. We got lots going on. We've got Random Facts with Jay Scott coming up. Chance to win a $10 $2 gift certificate. Steve Miller tickets today. So we figure out how we're going to do that. Yeah. It's Greg. Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Big weather day in the state of Alabama and in adjoining states as this weather system that's been crossing the country the last few days, as we say in the business, this low pressure area that kind of bombed out. The pressure drop was incredible. It is now in Minnesota, but the trailing front will affect us. Breezy and warm today with a high around 79. Winds could be gusting to 30 at times. So we'll tease 80 degrees, but scattered thunderstorm risk begins by this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight, and perhaps even a better chance later on tonight, especially in the overnight hours as a squall line moves through the state. Overnight low 61. We'll be watching the radar carefully, and you can do that as well on our weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's the best app out there. Risk of showers tomorrow, mainly morning and midday hours. Otherwise, breezy, cooler. High 63, down to 43 Friday night, up to about 59 is the best we can do on Saturday. And this late in the season, that's rude. And then upper 30s by Saturday night, Sunday morning, and then maybe 63 Sunday. But again, it's too late in the ballgame for numbers like that. Right now this morning, southeast winds at 11 miles per hour, 73% humidity. Temperature is 67, the time 7:06.
I just realized something.
What's that?
What did you realize?
You didn't do the bomb hour winning word of the day in the 6 o'clock hour?
Now that you mention it, I did forget to do that, didn't I?
Is it cold in here?
No.
We're fine.
It's not cold in
here. It's cold. I just feel like it's cold in here.
Would you like to buy a vowel?
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
fudge. Have you tried Priester's Pecan Fudge Pie? One of the many great dessert options at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Fudge.
We're going there for lunch tomorrow.
Fudge pie on pie day.
It's almost Friday.
Yeah.
Grab the ladies. It is... ladies' night out at Baumhauer's. And at the Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Well, don't grab the ladies.
Grab the old ladies and pick up the babies, and everyone goes to Bob Baumhauer's Traveling Food Salvation Show. Just being spontaneous.
You sound like
it's never,
Neil
never,
Diamond.
Exactly. There's always a good time for Neil Diamond.
every Thursday, score 2-for-1 specials on favorites like gooey fries, fried pickles, and don't forget a slice or two of Priester's Pecans fudge pie made just for Baumhauer's. All of this plus amazing drink specials from 6:30 to 8 every Thursday night. Girls' night out at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Legendary fun, legendary food. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to repeat the word fudge. I'll be watched. Somebody will do that. That way I just did it today.
Did they call in Buffalo in any certain way?
No.
Okay, well then, obviously
I don't think.
Don't.
That was yesterday. That's a long time ago.
It was 2 days ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, yesterday was HD.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Yeah, and the person that called up with the winning answer said HD.
Cool.
Today the word is...
good.
Fudge. So sometime between 3 and 6, I will ask you to repeat that word back to me at 272-9228 if you're the ninth caller with fudge. You will win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. That's simple. 709.
We are rolling into the 7 o'clock portion of our rush hour for a Thursday morning in Montgomery Skywatch. Already seeing a little bit of a delay on I-65 southbound. It's a little early for that, but we do see a slowdown right now at the river bridges, so be careful if you're headed into downtown Montgomery. The rest of I-65 is rolling along at a speed limit right, and we don't see any trouble on I-85. We're starting to see a lot of traffic on the boulevard. Things are busy at the Troy Highway and at the I-85 intersection. Please be careful and look out for the traffic lights. Remember, our school zones kick in just a few minutes, and the speed limit in the school zone is 15 miles an hour. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I just realized that the Baumhauer's winning word, which is fudge, and it's found in Priester's Pecan Fudge Pie, which is made exclusively for Baumhauer's, that it's appropriate on National Pie Day.
Yeah,
hi.
There you go.
Yeah. So it just, it's amazing, all the coincidences. Let's talk grass for a minute, shall we?
What kind of grass?
Lawn grass.
Oh.
First of all, this show being the job creation machine it's been all these years.
Right.
I'm reminded that Lewis Lawn is looking to hire some folks, and they have several needs. A mechanic, somebody who can do pickup and delivery, must have a good driving record. They like to hire people who aren't afraid to work hard.
Okay.
And who are willing to learn so that you can become a more versatile employee. Stop by Lewis Lawn anytime from now. They open at 7, so they're open till 5 this afternoon to fill out an application. And guess what? You could start to work today. That's Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. And I know a guy that likes to take his service equipment to Lewis Lawn for repairs. John Cato from J&S. And he has one of those bright yellow Lewis Lawn shirts, and he's a big guy. So you can see him, like, 3 blocks away.
We got one of those bright yellow.
I got the one, the gray one, that says, I'm sexy and I mow it. Can you think of anything more appropriate than that for me?
That's good.
I'm so humble. J&S this year is not only doing residential properties, business, commercial, industrial. So if you have a large property and you want it well maintained, you owe it to yourself and your bottom line to get an estimate from John. You might be able to get a better price, but you're not going to get anything less than an excellent result. Hardworking folks, J&S Professional Lawns, 202-8760. 202-8760 is the number to call for to arrange that estimate with John Cato at J&S. All right. I think I'll save this for TV. I've got a story. This would be a good topic for us. What do you spend your disposable income on? That'd be fun. What's the face?
Thrift stores, antique malls,
thrift stores, antique
garage sales, Facebook Marketplace.
But you know, one day...
Apple stuff. Apple products.
One day, though, as I recall, especially, you know, my parents' generation, many of them got married on a shoestring. You know, things were tight. They had to economize. And they talk about those days with great fondness because they entertained each other. So you're in that phase. You will look back on this particular phase when you're shopping at thrift stores and antique malls as, remember that, sweetheart? And it'll be a warm fuzzy for you because by then, your radio career will be so much... I'll be dead. You'll be, you know, elevated to a much higher position.
Why isn't your BS buzzer going off right now?
I must not have told a lie. And fiancé, who is a talented young man, will expand and continue to, you know... So you'll be, you know, you look back on this. How are you going to know what... How are you going to know what wonderful is if you don't struggle once in a while, you know?
Oh, I know the struggle, Greg. The struggle's my middle name.
Here's Emily's struggle.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is real. So I'm just offering the advice of an older... Let's go ahead with our local news here and start random facts. We'll be getting off to... You seem amused.
No, listen to you.
Battling incoherently.
That's what I was giggling about.
I don't know what it is. It's...
You don't have your glasses.
A lot of that going around. Why did a woman stash chicken nuggets...
to get to the other side?
of her bra, yeah. That could make her a potential Morning Maroon nominee a little bit later.
Okay.
In fact, we have a lot of our potential nominees involve fast food.
I've got to get a haircut.
Random thoughts.
Random thoughts.
I know I thought something was like, I thought a spider or something was on me, but it was just a random hair falling out of my headphones, and because my hair's so long.
Repeating again.
Emily needs a haircut.
Ashley, I need a haircut.
We now resume our regular programming.
I don't have a very good convoluted intro, but it should suffice. Coming up right now, here's what's happening locally.
Relevant
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Troy police have arrested a man on robbery charges. 20-year-old Jashawn Lawrence is accused of robbing a person at gunpoint in the 600 block of Wiley Street on Sunday. The victim was not hurt. Authorities say that Lawrence led officers on a short chase before he was taken into custody. He is now in the Pike County Jail on $50,000 bond. State leaders are encouraging you to buy locally sourced food products. They kicked off the Buy Alabama's Best campaign on Wednesday. If you would like to buy local, just look for the Buy Alabama's Best logo on packaging. And patients from Children's of Alabama got a preview of the SLE Rodeo last night. The Miracle Rodeo has raised over $100,000 for Children's of Alabama over the years. The rodeo kicks off tonight. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm here when you get here in the morning. Sure enough, I'll be there tucking you into bed at night.
You think this is funny?
I probably would have gotten your joke if I didn't fall asleep the second you started talking.
We hate you now.
You act like you listen to every single thing that I say.
We could do a podcast and it would be a million times better than whatever that drivel was we were listening to.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit mymax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max, smart money, made simple, insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit mymax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max, smart money, made simple, insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today we're celebrating my favorite number, 3.14159265535.
Well, that's pie.
Blueberry blackberry.
Blackberry boysenberry.
Boysenberry huckleberry.
Huckleberry raspberry.
Raspberry strawberry.
Strawberry cranberry.
It's American pie. Cherry pie.
Honey pie.
Pie.
March 14th, Happy Pie Day.
And now,
how about a slice of facts a la mode?
Random facts.
To go,
that
please.
Was good.
To go.
Yeah, that was good. Tied in with the day. That's good. Did you know?
I made it back in time.
That's not the random fact, but it is Emily's random comment as she has, what, 2 an hour, or do we want to make it 3?
This just into my head.
Yes, these are sort of Tourette's comments.
They're not Tourette, they're observations.
They're not Tourette, they're observations. Ah, you can explode. Did you know Japan's high schools often have strict standards of conformity regarding hair color? Half of Tokyo schools require students whose hair is not naturally black to provide baby pictures as proof.
Mmm.
In 2000...
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm really not.
You're not, ever.
But that's not fair. You know? Because, like, my dad, when he was born, he was blonde. Blonde.
I was white blonde.
Yeah. And now, you know, he's a brunette. Well, he's a silver fox now, but he's a brunette.
Well, tell Dad if he's going to Japan and he's going to school.
I'm just saying. I don't think that that's a good indicator of...
Yeah. In 2017, a Japanese student sued her school after being forced to darken her hair with dye. Mm. Yeah.
As I would do.
Like, they like their uniforms and apparently, like, uniformity.
Right.
Just, yeah.
That's conformity, man.
Yeah. Did you know General George Thomas? General George Thomas.
Yes.
He used to wash his hair.
He washed his head.
George Thomas was arguably better than both Lee and Grant. He never lost a battle. He once completely destroyed a Confederate army, earning him the nickname Sledgehammer. George Sledgehammer Thomas.
I don't know him.
That was my next question because you are the resident expert.
History has forgotten because he was too modest and always downplayed his own accomplishments.
Oh, bless him.
Interesting.
Somebody in a comment here says, I asked a friend who is a diehard reenactor and Civil War buff, and his reply was, The Rock, great general. Doesn't get the recognition because he fought out West, but he was one of the best.
I didn't know this.
Grant would have won some of his Western battles that made him famous without Thomas, and he was born in Virginia. Turned his back on them, said he was an officer of the United States Army. Family disowned him, never spoke to him again. He died not long after the war. No one even went to his funeral.
Well, this is very interesting.
Oh, man.
Huh.
Wow.
Great general.
Did you know a coal stoker named Arthur John Priest survived the sinking of five ships, including the Titanic, earning him the nickname the Unsinkable Stoker. Not soaker, but
so
stoker.
I would check the manifest before I got on.
He was like a super stoker.
Yes, he was. That was a good one.
Thanks for noticing this.
Going back to the mafia again.
Oh!
Yeah.
Mob morning.
Aerial mob boss.
Yeah, the appropriately dubbed boss of all bosses of the Italian mafia has been on the run for 26 years.
That's Capo de Tutte.
He has been so successful at it that not a single picture exists of him from that time, despite being one of the world's top 10 most wanted criminals.
And his name is?
Matteo Messina Denaro.
Huh.
Also known as Diabolique.
Huh.
He's a Sicilian mafia boss.
Oh, we don't. Oh.
He was born in April of 62.
The old country.
He's considered to be one of the new leaders of the Cosa Nostra after the arrest of Bernardo Provenzano and the arrest of Salvatore Lo Piccolo. This is fun. I don't like reading these names. There's Salvatorina. Anyway, did you know, despite Portuguese neutrality in World War II, British ships were allowed to refuel in Portugal because of a treaty that was signed over 600 years ago, the Treaty of Windsor, which is the longest-lasting alliance treaty in the world. It has been invoked several times to save Portugal from invasion.
I just finished watching the second season of The Crown. Because there's only two seasons.
Right.
I'm very anxious for the third to start.
I like The Crown.
Very good stuff.
It's good.
I just got texted a photo of the general that you were speaking of.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Sledgehammer?
Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Master Thespian.
You're right.
He had a birthday recently. Master Thespian.
Goose's birthday.
His birthday is the same as Goose.
Did you know
my little baby,
the Puritan Roger Williams, who founded Providence, Rhode Island? He did so after being banned from Boston in 1636 for being a staunch advocate for religious freedom, separation of church and state, and fair dealings with American Indians. He was also one of the first abolitionists.
Wow.
Yeah. Boston wasn't having any of that. Get out of our state. Well, fine, I'll go form Rhode Island.
What do you want from a state that still elects a fake Indian to the Senate, and then she runs for president? It's unbelievable.
Oh, I'm going to need a lot of medication to get through the election year.
Oh, boy.
And,
I actually do like Boston. I've been there once.
I'm a big fan of Boston. It's a major city that you is small enough to walk. You can walk Boston.
They love donut shops over there.
Mm.
There's so
it's a beautiful
many donut
city.
Shops.
It's unbelievable.
Did you know that back in 2011, the traveling Piccadilly Circus?
Oh.
Is the Pillsbury in here somewhere?
Piccadilly is just a fun word.
It is. I've got a lot of fun words. The Italian crime families, those are fun to say.
Fun words with Jay.
The traveling Piccadilly Circus was scheduled to perform in Joplin, Missouri. That should ring a bell to you.
That was a tornado went through there.
This was when it went through. An EF5 tornado destroyed most of the city, rendering them unable to perform. They didn't move on from there. The circus employees instead used their two adult elephants to help drag debris off the roads for first responders.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a storm, man. All the ones, is that... That's probably the largest ever recorded in the United States, right?
Well, and the EF5s are so very rare.
Yeah.
I mean, it is certainly on a very short list.
Destroyed like half the city.
2011. Yeah. It was May of 2011.
And we are...
I got to see if there's a book about that one.
The Joplin one. Remember it... I just remember the hospital got hit. I mean, it's just such a tragedy. That was just a few... Not many weeks after April 27th, 2011. What a bad year, huh?
Yeah. Did you know that Italy spent $50 million bailing out the Parmesan cheese industry?
Sawdust. That's what we've just started calling it at home now.
Sawdust.
Because, the other day I'd made some Italian mess and...
I made a mess. It's Italian, I think.
Husband said... Oh, no. I think we're out of sawdust. And I checked the fridge, and indeed, we were out of sawdust. That's what we affectionately call the Parmesan cheese.
Oh, and then, but what about, what do you call the breadcrumb stuff? Because that would be like sawdust.
Oh, I just call them breadcrumbs.
Okay. Just wondering. Just curious.
Do you use regular or Italian or al dente?
Breadcrumbs? Breadcrumbs?
Italian.
Always.
Yep.
Did you not have a random fact about them being like sawdust? We got it from somewhere. We didn't just come up with it on our own.
I want to say I did. I don't remember what it was.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Did you know that Wild Bill Hickok and his family were very anti-slavery?
Uh-huh.
Hickok's father moved his family from Vermont to Maine to Homer, Illinois, which is now Troy Grove, Illinois.
I'm familiar with Troy Grove.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's near Chicago.
There, the family's small farm served as a stop on the Underground Railroad.
How about that?
First comment's a Deadwood reference. I can't repeat it because it's a bad word, but it's
a Deadwood.
I love Deadwood.
Oh, gosh.
God, I love that movie or that TV show.
It's gritty.
Oh, is it ever? Did you know that Lieutenant Colonel Matt Urban fought in several campaigns in World War II? He was wounded 7 times. He returned from injury so often that the Germans gave him the nickname the Ghost. When he was given the Medal of Honor, his citation referred to 10 separate acts of bravery during just the Normandy campaign.
Whoa. How about...
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how the Germans found all that out. How did the Germans get that kind of information?
Well, that he was wounded and then he keeps coming back and wounded and coming back. Yeah, I don't know. And then finally, thanks to new DNA technology and better evacuation tactics, there have been 0 unknown soldiers from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. In World War II, there were 8,526.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And those are your random facts.
Good job!
Very quiet in here.
Nice.
What do you mean it's very quiet?
It just got real quiet. Oh, the air shut off.
That's what
it was. Thank God, because it's freezing in here.
You look like a freshly flucked chicken. It's 7.
You got to be real careful.
That's a spoonerism I made up.
A freshly
You can't even do it.
I'm scared.
I've been... an old hand with those for...
You've been an old hand? Say an old hand with those?
Old hand. Old hand. Okay, so we will ask the pop quiz question in a moment. My job at the moment is to remind you that Mother's Day is less than 2 months away. And now is the time, and I'll just use myself as an example here. I was ready for our wedding anniversary 3 months ahead of time. That's a good feeling. When you know you got a great gift and you don't have to worry about it, there's no pressure. And in fact, I left the box hiding in plain sight.
You never said, so it was in the house, was it?
It was in the house, and it was hiding in plain sight on my roll-top desk.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell, there was no tampering or attempt to find out what was inside. But what I had in there was a gift that was perfect for a 5-year wedding anniversary, and I was guided to that by the staff at Bryan Jewelry in Prattville. So when you have any type of an occasion or event or somebody special you want to celebrate, you know, you can ping-pong all over the state of Alabama hoping to run into something that looks like a great idea, or you can go straight to Bryan Jewelry and let their probative questioning, I sometimes refer to them as Law and Order Special Jewelry Unit, because they know how to find out about the person you're shopping for and then connect the information you provide to suggestions within their vast collection of very competitively priced jewels, and they have them all. Beautiful sapphires and rubies and emeralds in addition to every diamond. In fact, if you want to learn about diamonds, go to bryanjewelry.com. They have a whole page on the website there that explains the different cuts of diamonds and so forth. And it could be they may want to modify something that they've already got in stock, or they can create something from scratch. Just give them time to do it, so that when you give that gift, it's not just that you're giving something, it's you're giving something that you put a lot of thought into. Even if you borrowed their brains to do it, it's okay. And they can also help you arrange financing. They also have two showcases, War Eagle and Roll Tide, that are filled with great gift ideas for birthdays, anniversaries, any occasion. Stuff you'll be proud to present. This is not souvenir tchotchke stuff. This is the real deal at Bryan Jewelry and Prattville. Join the club at bryanjewelry.com. Save $100 on your purse purchase and your first purchase of $200 or more. Or just stop by and see them in their beautiful freestanding building. 63 years, 3 generations of tradition in the preferred community at Bryan Jewelry. It's time for today's $10 Full Out Pop Quiz. Here with the question is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
We're going to go back to earlier in Random Facts when we talked about General George Thomas and all of his accomplishments, but most people just didn't even know about him. He had a nickname, though. What was that nickname?
That's a good one.
Is that the guy that I had the picture of?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the nickname?
So, well, let's rule out Master Thespian is not the winning answer.
That's correct. That is not it.
So call us at 272-9228, and you will win $10 of free shopping and food out. A little bit later, I'll let you know what the weekly specials are. 272-9228. Listening on the 3-Man and the Lady Sap channel at Tarico, Trace Race, Cuatro, Dos de Dos de Wave, Dos Dos Ocho, 272-9228. Check traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic cruising right on through the 7 o'clock rush hour, and traffic is building up everywhere. We see a lot of cars on I-65 southbound, and we're starting to see the delay at the river bridges, so be careful there. Outside of our normal morning jam up, we don't see any problems on 65 or 85. Everybody's rolling along just fine. There's a lot of traffic headed into the downtown area. We see a lot of traffic on Madison Avenue. Also, the Union Street exit is starting to build up, and the traffic going in on South Union is really thick. Remember, your school zones are in effect. Watch out for the kids' speed limits. 15 miles an hour. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, hey there, everybody. It's 7:35, and we're
ready. What are we doing?
Well, we're ready to get an answer to our pop quiz question, and let's go to Patrick. Patrick, good morning.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey. I'm on the phone. I'm in the car.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the nickname of that general, General Thomas? Do you know?
His name was the Rock of Chickamauga.
No,
that's not the one that we gave.
That's not the one we gave.
He was actually involved with Western campaigns.
I think you may be right that was one of his nicknames, because I know when we read that that note that expanded upon his life, the guy called him The Rock. But he had a different nickname.
Well, the Battle of Chickamauga is where he got his fame. So
okay,
yeah.
Honestly.
All right. But he has a specific nickname that Jay mentioned.
I wish we had an extra credit prize for a guy who has all this information.
Yeah, no, he's not wrong.
Maybe he'll win at the end of the week in the Emily segment.
Oh, yeah, I get to do that.
Well, I appreciate it. Oh,
all right,
thank
Patrick,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Patrick.
You know, that speaks to the intelligence of our audience.
No, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And our advertisers know this. They love the fact that they're broadcasting to the most well-informed group of people on the planet.
My dad took us to Chickamauga when we were kids, that battlefield. That was an amazing one.
Yep. Serena.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. You got an answer for us?
Sledgehammer.
That is it.
That is what we were looking for. Exactly.
Yeah, Patrick wasn't wrong in what he had, but the one we gave was Sledgehammer.
Right.
Correct. That's great. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Is there a chicken in here?
That was my Peter Gabriel.
Sounded like a chicken from the Muppets.
No, I have actually been thinking the exact same thing since it came up during Random Facts.
That's got a lot of lead time.
It sure does. What is it with these YouTube people, man?
That sounds just like Emily.
That's not the part that I was doing.
Unfortunately, I selected the one with the pretentious intro.
Ah, 7:37.
Go ahead, Rich.
I got some Sledgehammer right here, and his name is not General George Thomas. Your chance to win coming up later on. We've got some tickets, not today, right? But tomorrow?
Today.
Right now, how about a little Peter Gabriel on your radio?
I always loved this video because he's so silly in it.
It's amazing.
Wasn't that the one that was the most expensive at the time?
Yes.
At the time.
Yeah. And it's still one of the best of all time, most watched or something.
Yeah. It's most amazing. Played, I think.
Serena, thank you for the inspiration.
Thanks.
Hang on. And Jay will get you a jam up and jelly time with the food out of the gift certificate. Tracy!
Good morning.
Hi, you didn't win, but we wanted to say hi.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great day.
I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Yes, and did we leave any? Okay, 7:38.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Active weather day across the south. We have our eyes on this storm system that will swing some thunderstorms towards us this afternoon. As a matter of fact, some of the storms could be in Alabama could be strong, possibly severe. A big chunk of the state is under a severe weather risk. And in fact, some of the northern counties are under a dangerous tornado threat for today. So we're going to be watching the radar carefully. Breezy warm today with a high temperature teasing the 80-degree mark later. Wind gust perhaps as high as 30 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorm risk by this afternoon and into the evening hours. And again, we'll be keeping tabs on the radar, and you can do that with your weather, our weather app, which will keep you up to date on where the storms are, where they're moving, and where they will be moving. You have future radar on there as well. And then a better chance of some thunderstorms perhaps in the overnight hours as a squall line moves southward, reaching us maybe late tonight or in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 61. Tomorrow, risk of showers and thunderstorms through midday, let's say. Breezy, cooler, 63 tomorrow, 43 tomorrow night. Saturday's high barely up to about 59. I think we'll be in the upper 30s Saturday night into Sunday. So a chilly weekend. In fact, still cool on Sunday as well. Right now, southeast winds at 11. That'll pick up. The temperature is 67 at 7:39.
All right, we have Fox Business, local news, and then we come back. Steve Miller tickets.
Yeah.
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 And I think we're going to try five easy pieces today.
Okay.
Live. I mean, we're going to, look, if you're going to do something big, as Bill O'Reilly once said, and I took this off.
Do it live.
Yeah. Well, where did I put that?
Do it live.
Do it live.
Need some wood?
No.
Bless it.
Do it. We hadn't used it in a long time, so I replaced it.
Oh.
I think with Rich's Adorable.
Oh,
jeez. I replaced it with Balaki.
Yeah.
So where do I put it now? And don't say that.
Which nowhere to stick it.
I could put it over YOY by Nancy Carey. I know you'd like that, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, you've got 900 hotkeys?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's quite a few.
So, surely one of those 900.
Do it live!
Okay. Yeah!
Yes. Okay.
You know what it replaced? I had a hotkey that had my Donald Duck spaz sound effect on it.
But you can do that live.
And you just did.
I sure did. At 7:41, here's Fox Business.
From the Fox Business Network, no end in sight to Boeing's problems after the U.S. and other nations grounded its 737 MAX jet. A second crash in 5 months has badly damaged Boeing's reputation. The 737 MAX was its most popular jet. He's had a lot of trouble getting out all the orders for Tesla's Model 3, but tonight at an event in California, Elon Musk is expected to unveil another all-electric vehicle. It's the Model Y compact SUV, another try at turning Tesla into a mass-market car company. Federal prosecutors conducting a criminal investigation of Facebook, looking into the social media company's partnerships with other tech companies. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Network, I'm Andrew James. State leaders are encouraging you to buy locally sourced food products. They kicked off the Buy Alabama's Best campaign Wednesday. If you would like to buy local, just look for the Buy Alabama's Best logo on packaging. Troy police have arrested a man on robbery charges. 20-year-old Jashawn Lawrence is accused of robbing a person at gunpoint in the 600 block of Wiley Street on Sunday. The victim was not hurt. Authorities say that Lawrence led officers on a short chase before he was taken into custody. He is now in the Pike County Jail on $50,000 bond. And patients from Children's of Alabama got a preview of the SLE Rodeo last night. The Miracle Rodeo has raised over $100,000 for Children's of Alabama over the years. The rodeo kicks off tonight. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's the Commodores. At the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. Don't miss the Commodores.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st from News Talk 93.1.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Held over for one more week, it's Cathouse Marine's second annual summer sales event. Come browse a great selection of new and used bass and crappie boats, new Veranda pontoons, express center consoles, and more. Shipments of Yamaha outboards with a factory warranty up to 6 years long. Now is the time. No promise made by Cathouse Marine to catch more fish. Outdoor addiction may occur. Family problems may result from spending too much time away from home and lack of completion of work chores. Excessive fishing time may cause spouse problems. If problems persist or exist at home already, maybe it's time to replace your existing boat with a new one. Shop Cathouse Marine today, 3640 Copps Ford Road in Millbrook, 1 mile west of I-65, or call 517-6500.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Whatever happened to academic honesty? The parents, the students, the SATs.
Talk 93.1 FM WACD at 7:48. Well, here goes nothing, gang.
All right.
We're going to play a contest called Five Easy Pieces. And we have a Steve Miller song. And I'm going to pop on very brief glimpses of the song. And then all you have to do is be the first caller to identify it at 272-9228. So let's see how well this works. Piece number one, number two, number three, number four, number five.
Wow.
Wow.
So what do you think?
Sound like Kenny G.
That is...
All right, I'll give you a bonus piece.
That's tough.
That was really tough.
That last one gives it away.
Yeah.
Well, you guys were very skeptical that this contest was going to work, and I said, I've done it before.
Okay.
I wasn't skeptical. No. I wasn't skeptical that it wouldn't work.
When are you guys going to believe it?
I was skeptical about how...
We believe in you.
Us pulling it off with the thing and the... Yeah.
And you've done it before. Those phones exploded.
Well, that's true.
At 272-9228.
Yep. And if you're the first person to identify the Steve Miller song from which we took those five easy pieces, you'll win a pair of tickets to the show.
You win some Reese's Pieces.
Oh, those would be good.
Tomorrow we have a special pre-St. Patrick's Day weekend edition of
Truth or Baloney.
I'm Famous Patrick's. You have that, right?
Yeah, I just saw it. It's like right over here.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Hey, how about somebody call in and guess the dang old song now?
Dang old dang.
Should I give the clue again?
It's a Steve Miller song, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not picking anything obscure here. I'll give you five easy pieces. One, two, three, four, five.
No, that's too hard.
It is hard. You're not,
that tingle is not part of the song.
Nothing.
Do you know what these Steve Miller tickets cost? We just can't make it an easy contest. 2729228.
What's the first letter?
If we have to delay news and views for a few minutes to.
I think that actually would help them today.
Yeah. You got to see how Barron is dressed. He just looks, as my dad would say, he looks like he can write a check.
Is he downstairs?
Yeah, he's already around here.
Oh. He's already here. Very dapper, eh?
Got a tie on. That means it's court.
And
his
suit.
Who's this?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's
looks
go.
Looks like he can write a check.
That's kind of cool. I like that. That's actually a very, very good original script. All right, Alan H. wants to be the first, so...
Oh, Alan! Alan!
So,
Alan!
What's your guess?
Hey, I think it's The Joker.
Oh.
The Joker. Let's see if that's the winning song for the Five Easy Pieces contest. Is it?
No.
Oh. All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, take care.
But it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Good. Thank you. All right. Patrick wants to give it a try.
Hey, Patrick.
You know it's not The Joker, Patrick, so what do you think the name of that Steve Miller song is?
What's your name? What do you think, Patrick?
That's Rockin' Me.
Rockin' Me? He says it's Rockin' Me. Could that be the winning answer? No, but nice try. And, of course, all our callers qualify for our Emily segment grand prize drawing tomorrow at the end of Friday morning show.
See?
What is his name here?
Hang on. Gail, or which one?
Do you have your glasses on?
Looks like Gaul.
Gail.
It's an I in there.
Make like your screen out. Bigger.
Here's Gail.
Well, if we could do that.
Gail, do you know what the name of the Steve Miller song is?
I believe that is the Jet Airliner.
She says it's Big Old Jet Airliner. No, I'm sorry. But if it makes you feel any better.
That's not threshold.
Sounds like a 737 MAX 8.
Y'all. Just about as bad as the gas tax.
2729228. Ken.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, can you give us the title of that Steve Miller song?
Yes, before I do, let me ask you a question. I can't make the concert, so can I still make a shot at it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm sure you find somebody that needs
well,
the tickets,
they're non-transferable.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That's a Jay question.
Yeah.
Hold, please. We'll conference with Jay.
Okay.
He can't make it.
He can give them to somebody. He can pick up the tickets.
They're non-transferable.
No, they're just tickets.
It's not a cashier's check.
Sorry, I just try to live life by the rules.
Well, let's see if Ken has the
all right, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got, Ken?
Okay, I think it's Swingtown.
He says that the Five Easy Pieces song is Swingtown, and he is correct. You won.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
And
I thought it was hard. We knew the answer, but I thought it was difficult.
Well, let's.
Greg, I think it was about the fourth piece there that gave it away to me. But
well, let's review it one more time. He's number one. Oh, that was C.
Oh, that was a good one.
Two, three.
Oh,
that's the that piece.
Five.
Two of those.
You're letting those go longer this time since we got a winner.
Yeah.
Notice that?
Yeah.
I do.
Well, you got it, man. And you.
Do you want Ken to tell all of his friends, I want a crap contest because it was so easy any idiot could win it? Or do you want Ken to be proud of the fact that he solved a mystery that four previous callers could not?
Yeah.
I say yes.
sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't know what that has to do with it. Ken, hang on, buddy. That's good work on your part. Hey, look who's here. It's our friend Randall.
Hey, Randall.
Good morning, good morning.
Where have you been?
Yeah, I hear you on other shows.
Yeah, you're on everybody else's show but ours, and you started out loving on us, so,
I promise I ain't. I'll be there next week. I got, look, the doc,
I don't want to disappoint. I don't ever want to let nobody down. And I don't know. My mind might not work the same way, and it's hard to explain, but I promise I love the crap out of y'all.
You call Baron, and you call Jack, and you call Dan, and you call Joey, but it's like...
No, I don't. I promise. I've only called Baron. I promise. I haven't called nobody else. And I think I'm going to miss Janelle calling in. I mean, that was the best thing. In the world, Greg, that you would sit down and act like Barney. I mean, I'm going to say it. So... Why I got you, do I have your blessing to ask her to be friends on Facebook?
Of course.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And she is, you got a beautiful daughter, let me tell you.
Damn,
sure. And hats off to you for bringing her into her to battle what she battled and then to step through what she stepped through and sign on that paper on her own and living a whole another life, brother. You ought to be the proudest. I mean, I know you are the proudest man. And anybody that can act like Barney and pull it off and still make her laugh. And I mean, it's amazing to watch Blue Water.
I
love y'all.
I think the thing that made me feel best was that, I mean, she is so into animals. And that for her birthday this year, she didn't want to give. She wanted to help the Possum Pouch Rescue Center. And we helped beat that call. And thanks to everybody that did. So, Randall, I'm on twice a day, by the way, so we love hearing from you, buddy. Call us again.
Yes, sir.
I got to take a break for the top of the hour.
See you later.
We have a traffic report that folks are waiting to get to. I would like to take a moment to thank James Garrett and Tommy Johnson of Gulf States Mobility for their continued support of our work here in the River Region. They do amazing things. They literally, it's comparable to a house of invention. Because while they specialize in restoring mobility to people who have lost it, every single situation requires a unique approach. So they have people that do customized work, customized motorized equipment, customized features that will help a house be safely accessible. Because it's tough enough to cope with the limitations that an accident or one of our wounded warriors has to face coming home. To have to even think about leaving the house that they love. I mean, that just doesn't make that recovery one bit easier. They have now put people back on the road who were told they would never drive again with the voice command technology vehicles known as the VIMs, available for 10-year loans, very friendly terms, Gulf States Mobility, and so much more. Please, when you have a moment, look them up on Facebook and like them just to say thank you, God, for giving me the ability to go where I want to go when I want to go. And these folks are helping those who restore those very basic fundamental choices. 514-6590, Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. Fox News coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
As we move towards the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees the traffic on I-65 rolling amazingly smooth this morning. We don't have any delays right now at the River Bridges or the Clay Street exit, but that could occur at any time, so be careful if you're coming in from Prattville. Everything on I-85 looks great as well. On the Boulevard, it's just stop-and-go traffic at the traffic lights, and you'll jam up at the big intersections like Troy Highway, Vaughan Road, and I-85. As we look at the traffic coming in from Wetumpka, we don't see any problems either, just a little slowdown at the Redland Road traffic light when you get down around the Boulevard. Don't forget our school zones are in effect, so watch out. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to